The new parody song on TikTok has gone viral, and it tells the story of an alleged presidential love affair in Peru. As Diego Salazar, a Peruvian journalist and columnist for the Washington Post, explains.
In mid-May, a television show broadcasted a few text messages supposedly exchanged by the former president Martín Vizcarra, who was impeached a couple years ago. And these text messages were supposedly between him and his lover.
Martín Vizcarra governed Peru for just 2 years before he was removed from office over allegations of corruption.
Although he's still quite popular, he kind of became a bit of a running joke because he has this reputation as a liar.
The leaked text between the president and his alleged lover, another politician named Zuli Pinchi, gave Peruvians another reason to keep the jokes coming.
The whole country laughed on them because they were very cheesy.
But the jokes took another dimension when a local producer, Tito Silva Music, got creative. They made a parody from a popular Eminem and Dido song. That song is Mi Bebito Fiu Fiu. Mi Bebito means my baby, and Fiu Fiu, well.
When she sent him a picture, he whistled back, you know, typing Fiu Fiu like a whistle, you know, like in the old times, whistle at a beautiful woman on the street.
The song is written from the perspective of the lover, and it borrows lines from Zuli Pinchi's text and poems that she had published online, including
probably the most famous line in the song, which is Pionono de Vitrina. A pionono is a sort of a Swiss roll.
Como un pionono de vitrina, enróllame así.
In the song, the president is described as a Swiss roll. The singer asked her lover to roll and sweeten her with powdered sugar. Vizcarra's voice also is featured in the song, denying the affair.
Para mí lo más importante de mi vida, lo más importante es mi familia.
Of course, he's married and he has kids, and he always portrays his family life as perfect and everything else. So when this scandal appeared on TV, he became a laughingstock.
The song became an instant hit, first on Peruvian social media, then across Latin American TikTok and beyond. Racked up nearly 2 million streams on Spotify. So listeners were shocked when the song disappeared from Spotify in early July. Tito Silva, who created the song, said there were no copyright issues, but he decided to remove the song to avoid any political trouble or reprisals. But the two political figures at the center of the song, Zuli Pinchi and Martín Vizcarra, have begun to embrace it.
She's been making the rounds in TV, and she also asked Tito Silva for some money.
And even though Vizcarra still denies the affair, he's thanked Tito Silva and his followers for the song.
In recent days, Peruvian social media is being filled with videos of people running into him on the street and singing the song with him.
Diego Salazar says that says a lot about politics in Peru, which has had five presidents in the past 4 years.
We all know our political scene is a joke.
And there's really only one good response to a joke: to laugh.